Hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. You're listening to my show, Nancy's Pantry. It's going to be on for the hour. Today, we're just listening to some super down-tempo, rainy, kind of gloomy, moping music, because that's the mood I've been in for the past few days. Vancouver has been so depressing the past few days. I'm here also with my roommate Abby. Do you want to say hi? Okay, talk into the mic, Abby.
Okay, is this good?
Don't be shy. She's literally the least shy person ever. But okay, I'm gonna play some music first and get that started, and then we will chat a little bit. So let me just get that all set up. Give me one sec. Okay, I have Aphex Twin playing right now. This is April 14th. Last year, one of my music friends, who I listen to a lot of Aphex Twin with, I texted them after not talking to them for a few months. And I was like, hey, how are you doing? What have you been up to? And they were like, did you pick this specific day to text me? And I was like, why? Like, for what reason? Like, this is literally the most random day ever. It was like a Tuesday or something. And they were like, it's April 14th. It's like Aphex Twin song. And I was like, oh, yeah, totally. What have you been up to, Abby?
What have I been up to? Literally, classes.
Yeah, which we have been all going to.
Yeah, very consistently, for sure.
Super consistently.
Yeah, and then I think the past weekend was pretty busy. Uh-huh. We did quite a bit. Like, we went to some concerts, and then we had a whole thing planned for our other roommate. Was it good? Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was really cute. Like, we had a bunch of people over, made a bunch of food, and yeah. Good times.
Yeah, no, it's really nice having people over and, like, actually having the space to have people over.
Yeah, having furniture, that's
been good. Oh my gosh,
good.
Having furniture is awesome. Like, it's crazy. We have a fucking couch. Like, we have an MF couch. Like, I jointly own a couch with you and Amy, which is crazy.
No, it's been a very long process to get everything, and we still have to get more stuff.
Yeah, like, it's September 27th, which is almost end of September, and we are still working on it.
It's been a month since I moved in, and then you guys moved in, like, a week after me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyways, right now I'm playing You'll Never Get to Heaven. They're one of my favorite bands. They're from Toronto, actually. They make super, super, super pretty ambient pop type music. But this is the song Dust. It's one of my faves. Yeah, I'll let the rest of the track play out. Yeah. Okay, this track is by Gigi Masson. Good ambient techno electronic track, I guess. He's Venetian, which is cool, but he's like a composer, musician, producer, and polymath, which is interesting. But like, I don't know, I found that a lot of the best musicians, or like best producers, I guess, that produce a lot of the music I like, are all like in either like cognitive psychology or like some sort of math thing, or like, I don't know, it's really odd. But yeah, this is from the album Wind, Tears of a Clown. And then after this, I have a song by Drag Me. Drag Me has been on repeat for me, if you couldn't tell. Yeah, so.
Good songs.
Thanks, Abby.
I think the first one reminded me a bit of like ambient elevator music.
Okay.
No, it's still good though.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I don't know. I feel like today's music just matches the vibe of the past few days, because literally since like after the weekend, right? Like since this week started, it's been so cold. Actually, even during the weekend, like really Saturday, Sunday were also really cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's just like, it's not only cold, it's like gray. It's...
Yeah, that tends to happen with clouds.
Abby's in a meteorology class. I was cooking dinner and I look over at her shoulder to like look at what she's working on, and she's like trying to memorize shapes of clouds. She was sitting there like head in her hands, like nimbus cloud.
Yeah, because I've never had to learn meteorology. So
did you not do it in grade 2? I remember I did it in grade 2. Like, I mean, we learned cloud shapes, and I remembered like on the bus rides home, like in the school bus, I would just name clouds with my friends.
I remember the water cycle.
Ooh, yeah, water cycle is fire. Did you do the water cycle song?
Honestly, probably, but probably. I can't really remember. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, because Abby's lived everywhere, so I don't know where you even were when you learned that.
In second grade, I was in Dubai, I think. Yeah,
fire.
In Dubai.
Fire.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I learned. All I remember is I really liked my teacher from that year, and she had a really big fear of the ocean because a fish bit her or something.
A fish?
Yeah, I remember we were like sitting like in the classroom one day, like reading a book, and she just pulls out her leg and shows us her scar from
a
fish.
There's a whole scar? Wait, oh, so it was like a big fish then?
I don't think it was even a big fish.
Was it a small scar? It was just like a tiny,
like
little
a mid-sized
puncture.
Dude, thing.
You know,
it's kind of similar to the scar on my leg. Mm.
Did I tell you about when I got like attacked by shrimp in Italy this summer?
Oh yeah.
Dude, okay, wait, let me tell the story. So like, I was in the ocean with my brother in Italy, in Sardinia, which is like a little island. It's like part of Italy, but they have their own language and flag and everything, and like all the locals there don't consider it part of Italy. But I was in the ocean, and then there was a ton of fish and stuff in the water, and the water was like perfectly clear, and it was all really shallow, so you could see everything. And then I kept feeling something poke my leg, and like both my legs, actually, my left and my right. And I was so tripped out because I was like, what? Like, and I kept looking down and there was nothing. And then like it like started like to actually hurt, like it felt like stings or something, so I thought it was, I don't know what it was. And then I looked down and there's these like pink things in the water, and you know how like water warps like your vision or whatever. So then I was so confused, and it was shrimp, but you know how shrimp are usually like in photos, they're always like diagonal, like they're always like not diagonal, sorry, like flat, like parallel to the ground. But like the shrimp were like vertical, like perpendicular to the ground, and then their tail was sticking out like, I don't even, I wish that like there was a visual to this that I could like give a visual, but like
broadcast a visual of the shrimp.
Yeah, send out a hologram of the fucking vertical shrimp. But then the shrimp, they like were poking my leg, like they were standing up and like just like bumping into my leg nonstop, poking it, and like I freaked out, and then I like tried taking a step back to get away from it, and I was holding my mom's phone in my hand at the time because my brother had just dunked my phone into the ocean, and it was broken, and then I was using my mom's phone, and then I slipped because I was on that part of the beach that I was on was like a ton of rocks, and they had a ton of like algae and seaweed built up on them, which made it really, really, really slippery. So then I slipped, and then I like fell back, and then cracked my mom's phone on like a huge rock, and like it was like shattered from like the inside out. So then like the rest of this was day 2 of Italy, and like the rest of the trip I didn't have a phone, period. And my mom's, the screen was so like messed up that, like, you could barely see what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so funny. I get it.
Like, do you have any marks from the fish? I mean, from the shrimp after?
I did for a bit, but I don't think I have scars.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a scar from any animal.
Do you have traumatic ocean stories, period, or no?
I really like the ocean, actually. Like,
okay, then do you have a wholesome ocean-loving story?
Actually, I do have one of a turtle biting my dad.
Okay, tell that one. Cool. We want to hear that one.
Basically, Malaysia's a peninsula, but there's a bunch of islands around it. And they're
She's
all
from
really,
Malaysia, by the way.
Yeah. They're all really pretty, and there's this one that has, like, really crystal clear beaches and really nice water.
Amazing.
And there's a good spot that you can go and, like, just swim with turtles because there's a bunch of turtles everywhere. And
yeah,
so
we love turtles.
We've been back there a couple times, I think 3 or 4 times now, and we keep going that one spot. And so usually when you snorkel, you know, you've got, like, a life jacket and everything. But me and my brothers, we always go without it, and sometimes give our mom a bit of a fright because we'll start, like, free diving. But yeah, there you can, like, swim with the turtles, you can pet the turtles, sometimes they give you fishes so you can feed the turtles, and I think my dad was trying to feed one, and obviously there's a bunch of turtles around you, so you can't really tell what's going on.
Yeah.
And instead of feeding one, the turtle kind of just came up to him and bit him on the shoulder or something, and I think there was a mark for a couple days.
Yeah, your poor father.
Yeah, and then I think that was the same day we also saw, like, a little baby shark. Just, like, swim by.
Oh my god, the baby shark song.
yeah, and then fun times. And then I tend to
fun
also
times.
Like, climb the rocks and stuff, and the climber.
Oh yeah, my brother was climbing rocks at the same beach,
right?
And, like, yeah, but he was, like, it was, like, huge boulders, so he was basically bouldering them, and, like, like, because everyone there was, like, Italian locals. There was this one grandpa who, like, stood up fully from, like, his, like, sunbathing spot and was, like, pointing at my brother and kept talking to me in, like, Italian. He was, like, super concerned about my brother. I was like, sorry, bro.
Yeah, no, I can't do half of the shit I do in front of my mom, except I can do it for my dad, because, like, me and my dad, we also went to, like, because you're all on this, like, stretch of beach, and it's just kind of like a sand patch with a bunch of rocks and things, and it's, like, really pretty. And there's one side that you can go. Obviously, don't go too far, though, because you're just in the open ocean. And instead, I started walking away to another part that's, like, kind of has more rocks and a bunch of, like, washed up shells and corals. And my dad kind of had to follow me because he knew I'd do something really stupid. And I did. There's, like, a big boulder kind of blocking the path, and it's, like, you've got two rocks on either side and the water coming in, and then a big boulder in the middle. And so I was, like, climbing around the boulder, and it's, like, really easy to slip. And then I was, like, what if I just, like, jumped in the water and then just swam away to the other side? And, like, nobody can see you,
so it'd
be pretty easy to get lost.
Okay,
Which I did for a little bit, and then I came back because I was, like, you know, probably shouldn't do this, but...
Yeah, self-preservation kicked in.
I have horrible self-preservation skills, actually.
Really? I think me too.
Yeah, because I remember also, there's, like, a hike.
Here,
like,
or
near, in here in, like, Lionsdale, I think. Lionsdale Quay. And
like, North Van?
Yeah, kind
Okay, yeah.
And obviously, like, you're on the edge of, like, a cliff, and so... I just went and sat. It made for really cool photos, though. I went and sat on the edge of the cliff, and then my friend saw me. I think you've seen these photos.
For the gram.
It wasn't even for the gram. I just went, and then she started taking photos. I was like, this is sick as fuck. And then we started taking photos, and it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at first, my friend was like, what the fuck? Because it's literally just a drop down.
Yeah. You are literally my little brother. Like, I was on the walk to the radio station, actually. I was talking to Abby, and, like, Abby is so many roles in my life, if that makes sense. Like, sometimes she's my little brother, sometimes she's, like, literally my mother, sometimes she's, like, my boyfriend, sometimes she's just, like, my bestie and my roommate, and it's, like, I appreciate you for that.
Thanks. Appreciate you, too.
What role do I have in your life?
What
say,
role?
Say something nice. Say something nice. I cannot handle something not nice right now.
Why
do you have to think for so long? Damn.
I don't know. You play the role of Nancy. Is that a good role?
I play the role of Nancy?
Yeah.
Everyone needs a Nancy.
Exactly. Nancy Drew. Nancy.
Drew.
Is there any other famous Nancys? I don't think so.
Fancy Nancy. Nancy.
Nanny. Oh, no. That's Nanny.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Nancy Sinatra.
See, there's a lot of famous Nancys. Yeah. You need a Nancy in your life.
No, yeah. I feel like there's not that many people named Nancy anymore. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like a grandma name. Yeah. Like, it's a grandma name.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like it's just old white women that are named Nancy.
You know why it's an old white woman name? It's because I was named by an old white woman. What? Did I tell you about this?
No.
Okay. So basically, when I was born, my parents are... I'm first gen, so my parents were freshly immigrated, like, fresh off the boat from China. And then my mom, first thing they did when they got to Canada was, like, get jobs and also get a place. And then also they started going to these English classes, especially my mom, because my dad's English was okay before he came, but my mom, like, her English was really bad. So then she was in this... English class while she was pregnant with me. And then when she gave birth to me, she was like, actually, I don't know any English names and I want to give my child an English name because she was born in Canada. And then she asked her English teacher, who was an old white woman. She was like a very sweet, apparently, I've never met her actually, but she was a very sweet white grandma. And then I think her name was Nancy, and then she named me after herself, which is so funny because, like, imagine someone being like, can you suggest a name for my child, and you just tell them your own name. Like, I feel like that's something I would do. Like, I would make them name, like, if I was ever given the chance to, like, give an input on someone's name, I would totally just tell them to name them after me. But yeah, so I'm named after her. And then, like, my mom told me that, like, oh shoot, I forgot. I don't know, but, like,
it'll kick in.
Yeah, she was a sweet lady, I think. Hopefully, or else the person I'm named after. I'm just hoping she's not, like, a white supremacist or something, because that'd be really upsetting to know if I was named after, like, a white supremacist. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can change the meaning.
Yeah. No, honestly, you can just lie about anything.
Yeah, like, I'm actually an alien with the five limbs and the purple eyes.
But, like, you can, like, make up any... Like, I mean, like, origin story-wise, like, yeah. You can make up anything. Like, about your childhood, like, you can make up anything. Because who would know? Who would know? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually not from Malaysia. I lied. I'm from, what do you call it? Fiji?
Then, Fiji.
Yeah.
Fiji, Japan?
No, the other Fiji. Fiji Island.
Where's Fiji Island? Is that an actual place?
Yeah.
In Oceania? Hold on, let me Google this. Fiji Island.
Not the exact location. It's like...
Oh, it is in Oceania.
Yeah.
How do you... Okay.
I just got amazing geography skills. No. Actually, my geography is horrible, so, you know.
Miss International.
No, not at all.
Do you know who has horrible geography? Our friend Tiffany?
I remember it was like, I think the first month or the first 2 months that I had come to Vancouver.
Yeah.
And by this time, you know, I'm getting a feel for the place and figuring things out.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone starts talking about Victoria and she goes like, who's that? And I'm like, Victoria the place. She was like, oh, the place, yeah. Where is that? And I was like,
okay, by the way,
know.
This girl is from Burnaby. Like, she grew up in
she
BC.
Grew up
like,
here.
She grew up here.
And I was like, even I know, and I've been here shorter than you have.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, oh, like, no, I know where it is. And I was like, do you really? And yeah, long story short, she didn't know where it was. But actually, she's supposed to come meet us. Not today.
Oh,
but
yeah,
sometime.
We were supposed to have her over for dinner, and then she got sick. Or actually, she got sick after we were supposed to have her for dinner, but then Abby and I had tickets to a concert that we both forgot about, and then so then we had to cancel on her.
Yeah.
And then
she asked for this Friday, but we're also going to another concert this Friday.
Oh yeah. So. Oh, concerts this week. Our lineup. So Friday we are going to LF Systems, which is gonna be so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like LF Systems, but I think you've only heard the one song from them.
No, I actually listened to their whole
you did?
Discography.
Yeah, they're so fun.
Yeah, but they're for anyone who doesn't know, they are house music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love a good house music. I really want to go to a Fred Again set. I feel like that's really
Dude,
basic to say. But
yeah,
like,
but like life goal. Like, or life bucket list, for sure.
But I think I went over the summer because,
over
we
the
went
to where?
Like a house EDM concert and we saw like Dove Vision and Dash Berlin and that was really
Talk
cool.
Talk louder, girl.
Oh, is this good?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, over the summer, went to like an EDM / house concert. We saw Dub Vision and Dash Berlin, and that was really sick. Mm-hmm. And Like, it made me just want to go to more. Also, it was, like, more, like, rave energy as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, everyone had, like, really sick costumes. And I saw a Krispy Kreme food truck for the first time.
Fire.
Right? No, it was
Wait,
so
like
cute.
Wait, like, a Krispy Kreme food truck?
Yeah, and it was, like, okay. smaller than all the other food trucks. But, no, it was also really cool because it was on the tracks. So on the other side, we got to see all the cars go by. But, like... So I have a bunch of photos of my dad going by and then listening to house music while that's going on. So
yeah, I forgot you were with your family for that.
Yeah, no, I brought along one of my friends as well. And that was really fun because we've gone multiple times and that was the first time they made it into a really big, like, concert thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't give any context for that, but I don't know if you need it. Okay.
You're good. You went to a house concert and you want to go to more.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we will do that this year. I'm so excited. Speaking of food trucks, when you said Krispy Kreme, there was this one food truck in Calgary that I literally had once and I've been thinking about nonstop ever since I had them. But they were like a Vietnamese food truck, I guess, but fusion, whatever. But they had this one thing that I had and it was like literally like... Oh, what's the word, like, angelic, but it was like
it was life-changing
I'm not that much or like I'm not like a foodie, but like there's some things that I've just had or like that I've eaten that like after I have like that specific dish I just think about like from time to time. I'm just like, damn, yeah. I remember when I ate that. Do you know what I mean?
No, but also I think everyone's a bit of a foodie because like how can you not be?
Who doesn't like food? Yeah, but then anyways, the thing was, it was a pho poutine, so they had like freshly fried fries and they were like nice like thick potato-y like crispy soft fluffy fries that were like so perfect, so good. And then the poutine was made from like pho broth. Yeah,
fire.
And then like they had like what's it called, bean sprouts, and also like what's it called, Thai basil. No.
Basil. Yeah.
Okay. Basil on it. And also, like, brisket.
Oh, shit. That sounds so good.
But, like, pho gravy. Oh, I think about that all the time.
That sounds delicious as fuck.
Yeah. Let's get some. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You need to come to Calgary.
Okay.
Okay. Should we let the music play for a bit?
Yeah, we should let... I feel like we've been talking for a really long time. It's just turning into a podcast at this point.
Okay, I will let this song play out. There's like 10 seconds left, and then after that, we'll do one more, and then we'll do a quick ad break.
I want to sit, I want
Okay, we're actually going to take a quick break and do an ad break, and then I will be back with more music after that. I hear it all the time.
And me, I am. Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Festival is back for its 21st year, and the theme is Water's Wisdom. Come to the Renfrew Collingwood neighborhood this September to celebrate one of Vancouver's most beloved creeks, the autumn equinox, and the traditions of the harvest moon. Join Still Moon Art Society from September 9th to 29th to experience live music, theatrical performances, food, eco arts workshops, and hundreds of majestic lanterns made by local artists. Entry is free and open to all ages. Visit stillmoonarts.ca to learn more.
Hello, we are back with more chit-chat.
Yapping.
More yapping.
Dude, yapping is such a good
say.
Word. Like, I've been loving it. It's been in my vocabulary.
I don't know what you were saying. Was it like last night? Uh-huh. I think you were saying something, and then Amy's like, yeah, she's just yapping.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to, because sometimes I just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Like, literally on the walk here, I was just rambling about nothing, and Abby just looked at me and went, do you ever shut up? Which, like, valid question. Very valid question.
I meant it in the most loving way possible. So
sure, yeah,
yeah,
of course, yeah. Anyways, I feel like, I don't know, feeling kind of nostalgic. Let's.
Does this chair not go down?
Ooh, I don't know. I've never tried actually. Let's see. Do you want to talk about? Do you have any funny or interesting childhood stories? Did you have an interesting childhood?
I feel like you'd think it's interesting because. To me, just, I don't know.
To you, it's just your childhood, but then yeah. To me, it's like...
What did yeah. I do when I was younger? I'm trying to recount my childhood.
Did you do sports when you were younger?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What did you do?
Let's see. I did swimming, and then...
Me too. Oh, this one time I was swimming, and I was really into swimming when I was little. Like, I never got to like competitive, but I got to like the lifeguard training levels of swimming or whatever. But like, I remember I loved backstroke. Like, backstroke was my absolute favorite.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so much fun and it's so relaxing, and you just gotta like look at the ceiling while you're like.
I found backstroke so stressful. I don't know why. Well, I think it's.
Then which one did you like?
I like freestyle because I felt like I just went like super fast.
But then that one you have to like put your face in the water and like breathe and stuff.
But
like backstroke,
I don't know.
You're just
I
like,
liked
it's
it.
Just your like limbs flailing, you know?
I don't know. I felt like with backstroke, I thought more about my form as well and I didn't think it was that great. Also, like, yeah, I did it competitively, but that was also when I was way younger. So really, how competitive could it get?
Yeah.
You know?
But, oh yeah. But then this one time I was doing backstroke and then it was like, we weren't even supposed to do the whole lane. Like, I don't know if this makes sense, but they would have like a pylon, like an orange pylon, by the lane. And then once you reach the pylon, you turn back. And it was just like half or three quarters of the lane. But this one time I was so into it and I was just like paddling and swimming and like going. And like I got all the way and like my head was in the water, like my ears were in the water. So I couldn't hear anyone, like the instructor or anyone. So then I went all the way to the end of the lane. And then not only did I not stop at the end of the lane, I hit my head so because I didn't slow down at the end because I thought like there was still like a bunch of distance left. I hit my head so hard on the edge that I like started bleeding, and then the lifeguard had to pull me out. And I didn't even know that I like started bleeding. I was just like, oh, oops, that was a bonk. Like, let me like swim back now. My bad. And then like the lifeguard had to pull me out of the pool. I was like, what did I do? And he was like, you're like contaminating the pool, and now we have to like clean it. I was like, oh, my bad.
That sounds like something you do, to be fair.
We should go swimming, Abby.
We should. Oh my god, we should go cliff jumping.
That is so... No.
It's the same. You swim in the water after you jump off the cliff.
Okay, it's like September 27th, though, so I don't know.
No, it'd still be so fire. You just find the sunny day and go. It'd be fun as fuck. I think we should do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I went with my friend, and it was really fun.
Okay. I'm giving you a side eye right now.
Yeah, I know. It's fun, though.
Okay. But we should go swimming. Like, to the UBC Aquatic Center.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's free.
Yeah, I haven't been yet, actually.
Apparently, it's really nice. I haven't been either.
A lot of people do say it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they have a lazy river. I love lazy rivers. I used to play tag in lazy rivers. They were so much fun.
I remember this one time we were at the water park, and... was this in Abu Dhabi? No, Dubai. Okay, so it was the Wild Wadi Water Park, and it's like this lazy river that turns into, and it has like a slide, and you're on the tube or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was living in Dubai when I was much younger, so I was a pretty thin kid. Like, didn't have a lot of body mass to me.
Body mass, yes. Okay.
Also, this water slide was so sick, because I remember like it literally went like over the boundaries of the water park, and you could actually see the highway, so we were like kind of hanging over the road at one point.
Yeah,
but usually I would like go with my dad or something. Like, we take the two people, one and he he'd sit in the back, or I'd go with like my brother or another friend or something. Mm-hmm. You know, just because, again, light as fuck. Like,
yeah.
And I remember this one time I was really eager and I wanted to go on my own. I was like, I'm a big girl, like I can do it. He's like, yeah, for sure. So he let me go, and not even like 5 seconds into the ride, I like flipped over, and then the lifeguard had to stop the whole ride because I got...
Wait, what do you mean you flipped over?
Like, because you know how they use jets to propel you, like, on the
down
slide?
Okay.
So I just like flipped over because I was too light and the weight wasn't distributed evenly on the tube.
Did they not weigh you before? Because I remember like the water parks I went on as a child,
it depends on the water park, but I was already kind of like at the height and the age that you should be able to, but I was just a really skinny kid. But yeah, I remember I got back on the tube one time, and then it happened again, so then the lifeguard had to stop, and there was like a backflow of people. And also I remember at that point, like, one of our... like, not really a family friend, it was a friend of a family friend. Mm-hmm. And I thought she was so cool. Like, I was like, oh my god, this girl is so cool.
Yeah.
And she was walking by with her friend, and I was like, holy shit, no, I can't believe I just did this in front of everyone.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's my water park story.
Yeah.
I can report now that I am heavy enough to go on water park.
We should go to a water park.
We should go to a water park.
Are there any water parks in Vancouver?
I actually don't know.
Water park
really.
In Vancouver.
But I'm sure there has to be.
Big Splash Water Park, closed for the 2023 season. Awesome.
Oh my god, speaking of the 2023 season, we need to buy season passes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We need to figure out skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that when we're home.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have any other interesting childhood stories?
That's too broad. Give me a...
Years 5 to 6.
Years 5 to 6. Okay. Oh, I remember when I was 6 or 5. Like, yeah, around there. So I have a little brother and we're 2 years apart. So he was 2 years younger, which meant that, like, I was always, like, messing around at home and he'd just be, like, on the bandwagon, like, doing whatever with me, I guess. So then this one time, I think it was my birthday or something, but then someone bought me a... a Barbie house, like one of like the really big ones,
the dream houses,
like one of the ones that are like the size of a child, you know. And then it came in this like plastic box, do you know what I mean, like with like the clear like thing and then like cardboard at the back or whatever. And then like for some reason I was like vibing with the box more than the actual house.
Like, you know, you are that kid.
Like, I was more interested in the packaging than, like, the actual toy. But then my brother was, like, 3-4 at the time, so he was really, really tiny. And, like, both me and my brother were short as kids. Like, we were, yeah, we weren't,
that
like,
hasn't
tall
really
kids.
Changed.
Or, like, he's tall now. I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. Nancy's not.
Yeah, but anyways, he was really small. And then I put the box upside down, like, on top of him. So then, like, I, like, trapped him in it, like, a fly in a cup, you know? And then he ran around the house in it for, like, 2 hours before my mom, like, was like, what are you guys doing? Yeah. And then, like... And then, like, she, like, took him out. And then he cried so much whenever she, like, took him out that, like, he just, like, lived in the box for, like, a week. Like, he would just, like, walk everywhere, like, in a box. Do you know what I mean? Like, with the box, like... boom, yeah. Like, over him. And then also, oh, I was like, I don't know if I was a good big sister or a bad big sister when I was little, mm-hmm. but like, also because I love stickers, everyone loves stickers, yeah. I stuck I got these butterfly stickers, I forgot where, and then I put them like everywhere, like every single inch of his body, like arms, legs, like face. I remember I put them on his face and it looked like he was wearing like a whole like face mask, and he just had butterflies all over his face. And by the time my parents like intervened and saw what we were doing, they were like, oh my god. And then, you know, like when you take off stickers, or like it's like ripping off a band-aid, you know, like it hurts, especially after it's been stuck on for a while. Like it hurts, it like pulls out all your like little like micro hairs, whatever. And then like so basically for like the next hour after that, he was like crying while our whole family was trying to take stickers off of him, like as slowly and gently as possible. And he was just like, it hurts. And then I was like, yeah guys, why are we taking them off? He should just have butterflies on him for the rest of his life, which unfortunately did not happen. I don't know why we didn't just like put him in a bath or something.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Why did you guys just put him in the shower and have him like soak it off?
Oh my gosh. Did you have speaking of bathroom, did you have bathroom timeouts as a kid? Okay, so basically, whenever I was a kid and whenever I was, like, misbehaving or, like, or whenever I did something bad, my parents would put me in the bathroom. Like, they would just lock me in the bathroom so that I could think about what I did. And they could, like, contain me while they cleaned up my mess. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. I feel like yes, but no. The only time I ever got anything similar was when I punched my elementary best friend in the stomach. Okay, basically.
You sucker punched them?
No. He was, like, in line behind me with our other friend. Yeah. And they started talking shit.
Yeah.
And so me being me, I was like, okay, well, you're joking, but so am I. And I just like punched him in the stomach, and apparently it actually hurt. And like, okay, our parents were also best friends, so he went home, he told his mom, who told my mom. And I've always kind of been a very physical kid, especially towards,
you seem like,
like
you would be a violent kid. Like, you seem like that kid who would like get sent to the principal's office for like punching someone in the stomach.
Yeah, but this was like in first grade, okay?
Yeah.
Six, but I don't know.
I was six. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I didn't know.
I sucker punched him.
Especially towards my brothers, like I'll always be like hitting them and shit. And,
yeah. Oh yeah, you grew up with two older brothers. Yeah. That's so understandable.
My
actually.
Mom doesn't really
sense,
like
yeah.
it, so yeah. I remember I was like gonna take a shower, and she was like, you think about what you've done in there, like this is not okay, you don't just go around punching people.
Yeah.
And I was like, but it's fine, like he's my best friend, like I didn't mean to do it. I just, my emotions took over, he was bullying me.
Yeah.
She was like,
valid. I'm on your side, actually.
Thank you. Yeah.
But
so that was the
but
story.
Okay, getting back, I want to talk about myself again. So my bathroom timeout, so whenever I was a kid, whenever I do something bad, they'd like lock me, or like not lock me, they just like put me in the bathroom, like, and then just like, literally, like, I get it now, like literally just to like contain me and make sure I couldn't cause any more trouble while they cleaned up my previous mess or whatever. So then this one time I was drawing on all the walls. I think I was 4 at the time with like markers. And then, yeah, I was drawing on all the walls, like, every single surface I could get my hands on. And then my parents were so upset at me, obviously, and I think we had just moved into that house at the time, so it was like very, very new, and like it was like they were trying to keep it nice or whatever, and I was like, what, I'm like, I'm making it pretty, whatever. And then they put me in the bathroom to wipe the walls while I was supposed to think about what I did. And But like, okay, this one's on them actually. I'm not on my parents' side for this one. But basically, they forgot to take the marker away from me before they put me in the bathroom. And then I drew over the entire bathroom. And I think it's like still there. And like the bathroom walls in that house were white as well. Like all of the walls were white. Yeah. So I like got it everywhere. And my mom, like she still tells this story at like dinner parties, whatever. She's like,
yeah, no, I think my parents have a couple stories that they retell like that. Wait, is this the same house you're still in now?
No, because that was when I was 4. I moved when I was 5.
Okay.
I don't know, like, before the age of 5, I moved houses a couple times, and then after 5, I, like, have lived in the same house since.
That's sick.
Yeah, it is sick. Fair. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think my parents have a couple stories like that, too. I just can't remember them. I know there was one of my brothers, like... Mm-hmm. They were left unsupervised or something, and they were supposed to go take a bath, and instead, like, they cut off each other's hair and like was left with bald spots.
I cut my brother's hair 3 times when I was a kid, and also this one time I caused water damage in our house. I think that was why we ended up moving, because like I was in the bath, and then like one of my bath toys, I had like normal bath toys, like rubber duckies or whatever, but then there was a like really big sponge, like this a big sponge, like the size of a tissue box, and like that was my favorite bath time toy for some reason. I don't know, I just thought the sponge was so much fun, but then. Then I basically just like would soak up water from the what's it called, the bath, and just pour it all and like squeeze it all onto like the bathroom floor, and I was just like unsupervised taking a bath, and then my parents were like, oh my gosh, like because I think my mom was in the basement, and then she was like, why is there like literal water dripping from the roof right now? Comes upstairs, the whole upstairs is flooded because of me. And also I kept the tap of the bath running as well, so like I wasn't running out of water, I was literally just like flooding the house. But yeah, my bad, mom and dad, love you guys. I was a problemsome child, I think, like problematic.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, I don't know, looking back now, I feel for my parents.
Yeah,
like I feel like I would have given up on me, or not even like not even given up on me, like lost it, like I would have like gone crazy if I had to like deal with me.
Me too.
Yeah.
If I had to deal with you, chuck you out the window.
You're living with me for the next year.
That's so true. And maybe more, we'll see. But
maybe.
Yeah, no, I think I was also a pretty problematic child, but
you would
prior
be.
To you me, would you were they had to deal with two
now.
Sons, so, like...
Yeah. Oh, so then you were, like, easy
to,
like, in comparison.
To how many, like, could... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
it makes sense.
That, like... No, I think still think that's pretty problematic, actually.
Talk into the mic.
Hello.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, this no, because you keep on moving. You keep on scooting around and you keep on going. Like, talk right into the center of the mic.
Because I'm a very fidgety person.
You are a very fidgety person.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday, Abby and I went to get some blood work done. And it was so funny because usually Abby and I, we're both... in the first place, pretty energetic people, and like especially when we're with each other, I feel like we feed off of each other's energy.
Yeah, for sure.
And like we get like literally like I can't think of another word other than hyper, like we're usually pretty like hyper together.
Yeah, this was supposed to be a radio show, and I think it turned more into a podcast with the two of us sitting here,
which is fine. A good podcast episode here and there is good, but and also I'm still playing all my music, so I didn't make a playlist this morning for nothing. But so usually Abby and I together were super energetic and like we're never like sitting still like and quiet, but yesterday we both got blood work done, and then like it was so funny because like on the bus ride there we were like bouncing up and down like whatever on the bus ride back. Like Abby, I don't know why, but for her blood sample they had to take a lot of blood for some reason, and she was like pale. Like she looked like she was going to pass out, like her face was like gray, and like she was completely quiet, and like on the bus ride back like she was just sitting there like just staring into space, like, and that's literally the most quiet and like still I've ever seen her. Like she wasn't fidgeting at all, she was just sitting there staring off into space like trying not to pass out, and she was like, yeah, I'm really dizzy. And then also I was like super quiet too, because I wasn't as bad as her, but I was definitely dizzy as well. But yeah, I don't know, like I don't think I've ever seen you that still before.
Do
you want to take a quick break? I'll play a couple more ads and then we will come back after. Okay. Thank you.
ever considered going abroad to study a degree, work, volunteer, or learn a language? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building for the Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair. You'll find universities and professional schools from around the world, including Canada. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
Listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
Hello. Oh, shoot, wrong mic. Hello, we are back. I'm back with more music, I suppose. Yes. Oh, there you go. Okay, sorry. There you go. Okay. We are back to being set up. Do you want to talk more? Do you want to chit-chat more? Yap more? Or do you want to listen to music?
We can yap more.
We can yap more? We can always yap more, actually.
Yap too much, actually.
I think one of my... Like, I don't know, over the summer, because I was traveling for, like, in total, I think, like, around a month with my family, and I was with my brother 24/7, and, like, even after spending time with him 24/7 for a month straight, like, I did not run out of things to say. Like, I don't know if, yeah, do I ever shut up? We'll find out.
I feel like you shut up if I shut up.
No.
Actually, that's not true. Yeah, you talk a lot.
I just yap on, even if you're not listening. Oh, here. I haven't talked about any of the songs that I played today. How should I do this? Let me just run through all the artists I played. I won't go through all the song names, but they'll be up on the website after. But I started with Aphex Twin, You'll Never Get to Heaven, Gigi Mazin, Drag Me, and then a song by Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd. And then this Japanese artist called 2814, I think. And then another You'll Never Get to Heaven. And then Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma. And then Dean Blunt and Panda Bear. And then Slow Dive, Have a Nice Life, Bowery Electric, Duster, Celestial, Love's Lies Crushing. And then another one by Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd, Grouper, Low, and then... Aphex Twin. Yeah. I feel like that was so pointless. Sorry. I will just go to CITR after. Oh, yeah. Let's do a station ID. Do you want to do a station ID, Abby?
Sure.
Do you know what to say? Here. I'll give you what to read. So, read this. Okay. You are listening to...
Okay. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
Yeah, and we are live from the University of British Columbia. For anyone who's interested in CITR, literally just come by the station. It's in the Nest. UBC students, you'll know where it is, or you can Google it. But it's in the Nest. I think they do daily station tours at, I forgot, either 12 p.m. or 2 p.m., something like that. Check the website. And then super cool space, though. Love it here.
Yeah. No, it's very cool. I love all the records around and everything.
Yeah,
speaking of, we should get a record player. I don't know why.
Yeah, or just I was thinking cool. We should get a CD player, because like,
ooh, that'd be so sick.
Yeah, because the
projector,
not the projector, the person I met this weekend, they had a CD player and it was really cool.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, but oh, I don't know. Yeah, could look into it.
Yeah, and then we should go to the record store in do you know where Jitters Cafe is, or do you know where Mickey worked last year?
Oh, like yeah,
but there's a record store right across the street. That was sick. Yeah, we should do that.
Sounds good. Oh my god, date
yeah. Boyfriend moment.
Yeah, no, I feel like you literally do just treat me like your boyfriend sometimes. But no, you know,
whenever
fine.
We're in public or whenever we're going somewhere, I love going out with Abby because she's like, she has taxi driver memory, like geographically, not even geographic, like directions wise, navigation wise. And like whenever I'm out with her, I never have to worry about where we are. Like she's just like, she's got it in the bag, you know? And like, I'm just like, I don't have to think, like my brain's off. I'm just like following her and like,
honestly, yeah, I feel like it's like me bringing my mom around because
your mom.
No, my mom's also horrible with like navigation and stuff, and she gets like really anxious going to airports and things like that.
Aww. Do you know what's so funny? Sorry, interrupting you. You know,
it's okay.
Mickey. So Mickey's our mutual friend who is in an exchange at Singapore right now.
Yeah.
But the Singapore airport is super complicated. And
yeah,
super
big. It's very complicated.
But like when she got there for the first time, she had to call our other friend, FaceTime her, and she was FaceTiming her crying because she was like,
"Yeah, she was calling.
I don't know how to get out of the airport."
She also called me.
She also called me. Yeah. Except I was like out and about, so I couldn't like talk to her fully. I was like, "I hope you figure it out." And she had to, one of our friends had to like literally like navigate her out of the airport over FaceTime because she couldn't figure out how to get out.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's a very confusing airport. That was the same with my mom. That's why I said you, mm-hmm. like, feel like my mom. Because also, I think the summer after senior year, I went to Singapore for, like, the first time. And then my mom was like, let's do a girls' trip. And, like, whenever she goes anywhere, like, she has my dad with her or, I don't know, somebody else to, like, figure everything out. And she was literally telling me how I'm just also, like, my dad in that sense. Like, I literally just, like, give me the tickets. I'll do this. I'll do that.
Dad energy.
And I went one time to Singapore. And then I took her on a tour of Singapore, barely knowing anything about the place. So...
No, I love that.
You
are awesome.
Oh, fire.
So fire.
I don't know. Any fun travel stories, though?
Fun travel stories? I got it. Oh, I already told the shrimp story.
The shrimp story.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I need things to remind me of things for stories. I can't think of stuff off the top of my head. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need, like, a ping.
Oh, my God. My last super cool trip. I think it was, like... a year ago now, like exactly a year ago probably. We went to Switzerland and there's this place called Jungfraujoch, and they have these huge ass gondolas, like the biggest gondolas I've ever seen.
Yeah.
For like 20 Fire. People at
we
a time,
love
right?
Gondolas. Yeah.
And it's just to take you up, like it's not for skiing or snowboarding or anything.
Like sightseeing?
Yeah, because you're going to go to the top, and then, oh my God, I had, like, the best hot chocolate at the top, and then I ziplined on top of a mountain. It was really cool.
We should make hot chocolate when we get home.
We should make
Today
hot chocolate.
Today is a hot chocolate type of day.
No, it'd be fire. But we went, and then, because also we were kind of going on, like, off-season, because the only reason we were going is because my dad had a conference, and so we kind of followed him. And then we did a little tour of Switzerland and Italy, and, like, we've been there before, but we just went back again and did some different stuff.
And
so I got the huge gondola to ourselves, and it was really cool. And I feel like some other stuff happened. I don't really know. Fun times though.
Solid.
Hold
on. Okay, wait. I'm going to let this song play out because this is like such a good song. I love this song. And then I think I might end my show after the song. So yeah, Abby and I are signing off. Enjoy the song. It's Nanao 2 by Aphex Twin. And then after that, tune in again next week. This episode will be up on the website with all the songs I played today. And yeah, have a lovely day. Hope
Thanks
you guys
for
enjoy
having
the
me.
Weather.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go home and make hot chocolate. Thank you.